Signature Boutique carries adorable, trendy, and affordable clothing and accessories for everyone, infant size through 4X. Visit us on Morningside Drive in Marion or visit signatureboutique.net. Let us help you find the perfect outfit for your special occasion.
Well, Coach Starnes, another Caldwell County week is behind us, and thank goodness, 53-6.
Thank goodness it's behind us. You know, I tell you what, you know, we do take some positive from it, though, Chris. You know, I thought it was an excellent night that the community embraced the first responders and the military and the recognition that we had in the hospitality room and the National Guard. So, you know, we wore those jerseys and we wore them with pride, but unfortunately it didn't turn out halfway the way we wanted it to, if anything, simply because, and I'm going to tell you, I didn't have our kids ready to play, and it's my fault, it's on me, and we're going to work on that. And you know, just like I told the kids at the end of the ball game, that this game does not define us and will not define us of who we are as a football team. You know, we still have we have a couple more games to get ready for our district play, and that's what we're looking for. Our whole goal and our whole focus has been that we are going to compete for a championship in the district, and that's what we want to do. I'm going to tell you that we're going to have to play a whole lot better than what we did if we're going to have any chance to compete for the district championship. But that's our goal, and we're going to go back to the drawing board and go back and take some little things that we can improve on and improve on it. And that's all we can do. And I'm going to tell you that, you know, the kids tried, but Caldwell's a solid football team. I mean, I thought that they were better defensively than they were last year, and they just simply got after us.
Yeah, they came at you pretty hard early, and the nose guard was in the backfield. Then they started bringing linebackers. It was just got our offense rattled, and then from there they just went to the house with it. And we knew they were a good team. And tell me, what do you – you mentioned, you know, this isn't going to define you, and you saw some good things. What do you take out of it? Where do you go into a 53-6 game? What can you pull from that, glean from it, and make your team better?
Well, you know, I mean, you look at individual effort and what they did. And Gavin Dickerson, I thought, played a solid football game when he was in there. And so you take things like that. You know, another thing is you go back and you look at, and which we did, we looked at the film, and you know, we actually tackled D. Kane pretty well.
Yeah.
He did not.
Him up.
That's right. And so you take those positive things, and it usually, and what we were seeing, and you know, we saw it on the film as well, is that there was one guy that was breaking down every play, and you got to iron those out.
Not one guy, but each play somebody different.
Each play somebody different, yeah. and that's what happens. And you have to make sure that you iron those out. That's on me. That's what I have to make sure that I get out of it. And they have to understand that every player has to play their role every single play, every down. Mm-hmm. And we have to have 11 guys. You can't have one guy messing up and somebody different each time. And so what we have to make sure that we do is we have to practice better, practice harder, practice faster, get them tired, and make sure that they're focused. You know, but I can tell you that the team that you play has something to do with that as well. And we've been going back and saying this from the very beginning. You know, we haven't played a solid football game yet, and good teams we can't do those things on and expect to win, and that's what happened Friday night. We were still making some mistakes and not playing with our technique and responsibility, and therefore the good team took advantage of it.
And I heard some comments, people questioning why Caldwell didn't call off the dogs, kept running the score. But, you know, they did. I thought they really substituted very freely and liberally in the second half. But we put the ball on the ground a couple of times, gave them short field, and they did. They punch it in. You can't tell them to quit.
No, they did. They didn't by any means run the score up. Yeah. And it wasn't. You know, I have a lot of respect for David Barnes and his staff and what he's done over there at Caldwell, and he does for us too, and I know that. We're pretty good friends, and at no means did I ever feel like that he was intentionally running the score up. It's like you said, sometimes you just can't help it. It was on us giving him short field,
yeah.
And that's what happens, and you can't do that, so... He did put his second group in there, and so did we. And when he put his in there, we put ours in there. And, you know, our young kids, we saw some things out of them. We got to get better in some areas because they scored a couple times, I think, on those, the young kids. And so we, you know, they have great effort. We've got to work on technique and improve from there.
Did you pick an offensive player of the game this week?
I don't think we picked any player of the game this week. We still have to improve. I'm not going to pick a player of the game with a lopsided score like that right there. But, you know, like I said, I think that, you know, I think that Travis McKinney played a decent ball game. I think that Gavin Dickerson played a decent ball game. You know, and I think that that there were some others. But we just we're losing on some technique and responsibilities that we have to make sure that we do. You know, just like the long touchdown pass, it was a busted coverage. We weren't supposed to be in man coverage, and so we were playing man coverage, and that guy just ran right by us and made the play. We were supposed to have a deep corner at that point, and he wasn't supposed to be up there. We know better than that. We're not quick enough to play man coverage against Caldwell. And so we're trying to disguise coverage, and he just didn't get back. He didn't get the coverage, and that's what happens. But it's things like that that frustrates us. It's things like, you know, we're calling plays, and one guy doesn't get the play, and we're trying to run something, and he's not there, and because he reads the wrong play or whatever the case is, and then we get sacked, and it makes you think that it feels like everything is off. And it is, and we have a couple screens, middle screens called that were there, would have had positive yardage, and we have five linemen that releases for them. We caught them in a linebacker stunt, and which meant that they only had one linebacker, and we have five guys in front lead block. That one linebacker comes through and makes a play twice. Yeah. And so those are things that we have to iron out. We have to understand. We have to make sure that we take care of our responsibility, our assignments, every play, every down.
Dylan Smith had several tackles in this game. Did he grade out pretty high on film?
Yeah, I mean
he's still a young guy learning.
Yeah, he's getting better. He's improving. He still has to work on his technique and, you know, wanting to step back instead of scraping and making a play for negative yardage, you know. So, I mean, this is a great opportunity this upcoming week in order to improve. They run the wing T, Webster County does, and, you know, we just have to improve and we have to get better.
You had Dylan Hollis went out of the game pretty early with a shoulder, thought it may have separated on him, and then Brandon Lamey, who's been a freshman who's been playing a great deal, I think he went to the hospital over the weekend to get his ankle checked out, but neither one of those appeared too serious, is that?
No, I mean, you know, they're questionable right now for this week, and Brandon Lamey has an ankle sprain. He went to the doctor and came back Friday after the game. When we were down there, said it was an ankle sprain, and you know, Dylan Hollis has had a mild shoulder separation, I think. And the thing that concerned me at that point was his hand was going numb, and that's why he didn't go back in, and we wanted to make sure that we get it checked out and he's okay. We have yet to hear from the radiologist as to what the extent is and if he's cleared to go. But, you know, good news is we got Adam Wright back this week. He was cleared.
Oh, really? Good.
You know, he'll be able to go, which provides some depth at the defensive line, and, you know, hopefully he's going to be excited and eager to go.
And does Dylan Hicks come back this week?
Well, I haven't had official word. I think he was supposed to come back this week, and we just have to find out. But I haven't had official word that he has.
Now, Adam, refresh my I thought he had torn an ACL. Is that
no? That's Shelby Robinson.
Shelby. Maybe that's how I'm getting that.
Yeah. Adam had a meniscus tear.
Meniscus.
And
he
got it repaired and worked on. And Dylan Hicks had a patella tendon tear, slight tear in it. And so, you know, we're expecting him to be back anytime. But like I said, I just don't have a confirmation as to when it is. But we did get a release for Adam Wright, and he's good to go.
That's good. He'll help you on the line where you're as thin as you are anywhere on the field.
Yeah, and you know, hopefully he can step in and but I mean, you just don't know when somebody comes off an injury. There's two factors. One is his condition, and the other is a psychological factor of whether or not that he's going to feel like he can go 100 miles an hour or full speed, or if he's going to be wondering if it's going to go out on him again.
And you mentioned Shelby Robinson being out. Of course, he's out for the season, and DK. Dakota Corner has been playing center, and boy, his first 2 weeks, each team's had pretty good nose guard.
Yeah, you know, and I think that that's gonna happen
gonna
throughout.
Keep
you
coming,
know?
Aren't
I mean,
they?
I think they're
yeah,
gonna look at that and see. You know, we're gonna either have to look at DK being able to move his feet as he snap, and I think that because of lack of his technique, that's why he's having a lot of problems there. And we're going to have to look at what we're doing to help him out. And so, you know, we're going to have to understand that. If we can't understand it, we can't get it corrected, we're going to have to move people in that position that can.
Yeah, that's a tough couple of weeks. Number 55 for Caldwell, nose guard. He was another, just like McLean County had. This guy was a lot bigger than McLean's, too.
Yeah, you know, and it wasn't just that. I don't want to sound like it was just Dakota that this guy was beating him up front, because
right.
I think they were beating us all the way up front.
Yeah.
And
then they started bringing their linebackers.
And then they started bringing pressure, and it didn't help us out. So it wasn't just that. It wasn't just him. We just didn't play well as a unit. And good teams make you look bad, and they made us look bad.
Okay, well, get with us later in the week. We'll talk about Webster County. This is one of those games, again, that we should win. We'll visit the Trojans, a team we've dominated over the years. And, Coach Starnes, good luck. Hope some of these guys who are on the mend will be ready to go this week.
Well, I appreciate it, Chris, but don't ever say that we're supposed to win. We have to make sure that we take care of business now and get better and improve at what we need to improve on.
All right, Caldwell County, another one in the books.